After a week-long stalemate on the budget, the Alaska State Legislature is making moves to gavel out tonight. It's been 8 days since they missed their adjournment deadline. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joins us from the Capitol. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
Alexandra, can you tell us about the deal that's been reached?
Well, to start off, it's not a simple or clean deal on the budget, and it's not one without controversy. This weekend, the Republican majorities in the House and Senate basically figured out a way to at least partially fund government so they can gavel out. They basically just fill part of the multi-billion-dollar budget hole with $1 billion in forward-funded school money, the education dollars that are set aside a year in advance to make it easier for school districts to plan. This doesn't mean that they cut a year of education funding, just that districts will no longer get the same heads up of knowing just what money they have to work with. The majorities are also plugging the budget hole with about $150 million in funding that had been set aside for a natural gas mega project, money that Governor Bill Walker had planned to use to explore an alternative gas line plan.
Why are they having to cobble together all of these funds to pay for state government?
So the legislature has a $10 billion rainy day fund, but it takes a three-quarter vote to tap. While the Republican majorities are big, they simply don't have the numbers in the House, and they need to bring at least a few Democrats on board to get access to that fund. Those Democrats have made their support conditional on increased funding for education and Medicaid expansion, and for the past week, they've been in talks with the majority to see if a deal could be reached with them. That didn't happen, so the Republican majorities are basically just circumventing them.
Well, Alexander, how has that played out in debates today?
Not well. Nearly every member of the House's Democratic minority spoke in opposition to the operating budget plan, calling it a failure and a fake budget that only partially funds government. They also called it a promise breakers bill for backing out of a cost of living adjustment for state employees. As expected, a lot of their criticism had to do with cuts to education. The budget cuts another $16 million from education on top of a $32 million cut made by Governor Bill Walker in his budget. But their opposition to the budget may have backfired somewhat. In addition to voting against the budget, they went against a process vote to make the bill go into effect at the start of the fiscal year. What that means is there could be a month-long gap between this year's budget and next year's budget where government isn't funded through legislation. It appeared to be maybe a mistake on their part, because shutting down the government for the month of July during fishing season, no less, probably wouldn't be very popular. There's now an effort for them to rescind that action, so we'll see what happens there.
So, Alexandra, if the legislature does gavel out tonight, does that mean everything's done?
Probably not. While the House and Senate majorities may have a deal, the House minority and the governor are obviously not on board with it. The governor has the authority to call the legislature back into special session, and he said he's going to use it if he gets a budget that doesn't fully fund government for the year and does not include Medicaid expansion. Since this budget does not have either of those things in it, the legislature may not be out of session for very long.
All right, Alexandra, thanks for that update.
No problem.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.